Rage, written by Mithril, read by Raven. As Scrimgeour headed back to the ministry, he was hard-pressed to maintain his temper. The boy was absolutely infuriating. Didn't he see how important it was that Scrimgeour maintain control? But Harry Potter was making it impossible for him to do so, either politically or personally. Dumbledore had made it nearly impossible to get at the boy. He'd been forced to go to the Burrow to see him, using Percy Weasley as an excuse, despite his protests that his family wouldn't be at all happy to see him. He'd taken the boy out in the garden and suggested, obliquely, that it might make the wizarding public feel easier if he endorsed the ministry. Potter had replied with cheek, acting as if he knew what was going on, and attempting to tell him how to run his government. Scrimgeour had tried to be civil, but in the end, he'd lost his temper, accusing the boy of being nothing but Dumbledore's pawn. And, far from being insulted, the boy had agreed with him, had been proud of it. And this last meeting, Scrimgeour groaned. Both Potter and the girl were too sharp by half. He couldn't very well just hand them the things Dumbledore had bequeathed to them. For one thing, the sword hadn't been Dumbledore's to give away. But as the Granger girl had pointed out, the time limit had expired and he was forced to give them the items, all except the sword. Despite the fact that none of them had troubled to hide their contempt of him, he had tried again to get Potter to endorse the ministry. It was more important now than ever. He was losing control of the ministry one department at a time. Death Eaters were infiltrating it, and people were being imperious right and center, right under his nose, despite his attempts to weed them out. He should have known better. Potter just made some sarcastic remark about them better spending their time researching ways to kill Voldemort as he headed into his office. Scrimgeour was so angry, he saw red. And then, as the curse hit him, he saw nothing at all. The end. Thanks for listening.